AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden is starting a three-day trip to Angola, a day after he announced he is pardoning his son Hunter, weeks before his scheduled sentencing on gun and tax convictions. The Supreme Court is taking up an appeal from the Food and Drug Administration, which has denied more than a million applications to sell candy or fruit-flavored vaping products that appeal to kids. This is Deputy Solicitor General Eric Gannon.
FDA denied their applications, concluding that respondents failed to show that their products have sufficient benefits for existing smokers to offset the serious risk that the flavors pose to attracting youth to the use of tobacco.
Vaping companies push back in court, arguing the FDA unfairly disregarded arguments their products aren't a big draw for kids, but would help adults quit smoking traditional cigarettes. President-elect Donald Trump has vowed in a September social media post to save vaping. The president of the International Criminal Court is lashing out at the U.S. and Russia for interfering in their investigations. The AP's Karen Chamas has the story.
Calling threats and attacks on the court appalling. In her address to the institution's annual meeting, Judge Tomoko Akane said,
"We resolutely dismiss efforts to politicize our function."
She also condemned the threat of what she called draconian economic sanctions by another permanent member of the Security Council. Akane was referring to remarks made by U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham, whose Republican Party will control branches of Congress in January, and who urged Congress to sanction its prosecutor after the ICC issued arrest warrants for Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and his former defense minister Yoav Gallant. The ICC is the world's permanent court of last resort to prosecute individuals responsible for the most heinous atrocities, war crimes, crimes against humanity, genocide, and the crime of aggression. I'm Karen Chamas.
More snow is falling in parts of the Great Lakes region. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Sutel, and this is Markets in a Minute. Wall Street is kicking off December by drifting around its record highs. The S&P 500 rose 0.1% in the first hour of trading Monday. The index is coming off its best month of the year. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 191 points. It's about 0.4%. The Nasdaq Composite rose 0.9%. Supermicrocomputer jumped almost 16%. The maker of servers used in AI applications said an investigation found no evidence of misconduct. Retailers were mixed. Coming off Black Friday, they're heading into what's expected to be the best Cyber Monday on record. Treasury yields rose in the bond market. Seth Sutel, New York.
A lawmaker in California says he'll introduce a bill that would give admission priority to the descendants of slaves at the University of California and California State University, the state's two largest public university systems. The proposal follows reparation efforts at the state level in California. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.